We will not just sit there and shut up. We are talking about Total Divas Season 6, Episode 2, Orlando Strong. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Where are we? Yes, we are on top of the world here at AfterBuzz TV. This is the AfterBuzz TV Total Divas After Show. We are talking about Season 6, Episode 2, and we are so glad that you've joined us. We are live on YouTube. You guys have been chatting in the chat room for hours already. I've been checking it out. We love that you're hanging out with us. We are also on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please like, rate, and comment. Give us 5 stars because we appreciate it and we deserve it. Hit that thumbs up button if you're watching on YouTube, and you can also hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Christy Reports. We love to hear what you guys thought about this episode, and we are going to be breaking it down. By we, I mean that Miss Megan Stecker's in the house tonight.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, where can they hit you up, girl?
Y'all can hit me up at Megan Stecker on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Love it. And at Jimbo in the booth.
Hi.
Hey, Jimbo.
You're one straight male perspective.
Our straight male perspective. Well, we need you. We need you.
Yes.
Especially to talk about all this ovulation tonight.
Man,
are you ready to talk ovulation?
I am.
You are.
I am. Sorry, Natty, I don't follow your cat on Instagram.
Oh, Natty, I would like to apologize on Jimbo's behalf. I'll follow it twice.
Okay.
All right. Well, we have an emotional roller coaster on tonight's episode, I would say. You know, Nikki and Bree are working hard. Natty's dealing with some annoyances with Lana. And meanwhile, Trinity visits Orlando and holds a vigil for the Pulse nightclub victims. So we're really kind of running the gauntlet here as far as Total Divas goes tonight. And we start with everybody backstage at the Raw after WrestleMania, which is a huge deal. It's one of their biggest shows of the year. I was there. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that out there. So I saw Maryse come out and debut to a huge reception, but nobody knows that this is going down. It is day of, and Natty's like, I'm too smart for this. Come on. I've been around for over a decade. She's still here. She's backstage. Why are we keeping this secret? And she really gives Carano kind of a spiel about, don't keep this from me, and Maryse too. Listen, I'm not one who loves a secret either. I think people know I'm curious. I like to get the facts. So how did you guys feel about this? Did you think that Maryse should have told Natty what was going down since they're kind of friends?
I do, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, like, obviously it's going to be a big surprise to the audience. She's returning. But those fans did see her outside, so they have some inkling something's up. And then it's like, come on. She's there. She's allowed in the locker room. Like, I don't know why you're keeping it from your fellow superstars when
it's like, duh.
Yeah, it's like no one's stupid, so they know what's up. So to hold it back from, I find it extremely rude to like lie to people, withhold information, play dumb, like that whole political BS that goes on in offices, like office politics, like
yeah.
Where like it's like, oh, great idea, we'll circle back on that, and like at this time the company's not going to respond to that. Like, no. No, 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 no.
Well, can I tell you that she lied right to my face 2 days earlier at the Hall of Fame red carpet when I asked her if she was coming back?
See,
but I forgive
get
you, girl.
I get it there because I think that I do understand the company would want you to lie about it because it's a surprise.
Right.
But to your own fellow superstars backstage, I feel like Jimbo was like, no, 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 not what I think.
What's up, Jimbo?
They want you to lie to your fellow superstars. They want you to keep that as tight as possible because they don't want anyone to just share a tweet nowadays or take a photo when they don't want that to get out. But you bring up a great point. Like, they should have, like, cloaked her in the backseat of someone's car so no one saw her. So
like, when Nikki came
so
back.
So for fans to see her before she got there, that had to start, like, a buzz because then fans are talking in line because you're waiting in line and you're like, hey, did you see Maryse is here? But they had it so well kept that security that held her back did not know she wasn't just a fan. So security did not want to let her go. You were there, so you couldn't see. I was watching this at home, and Miz is like, let her go. Let her go or I'll have you fired. And they let her go, and then she got in the ring, and everyone was like, oh, Maryse is back. So
that security guard was legit. They kind of showed it tonight
for
a few seconds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You could see she's trying to like restrain her, and then when she slaps Zack Ryder's dad, mm-hmm. security's like, no, I have to take you down now. Because like, when fans jump the rail, they usually go, like, right for the ring. So mm-hmm. they were probably thrown off, like, wait a minute, what is this fan doing? Why aren't like usually when fans come, they try and go in the ring.
And so come why on, is she are like, fans wearing wrestling yeah. gear and look like sizzling hot supermodels that yeah. are supposed to be in the ring?
No, they usually look like me.
Right. So. I've always thought it'd be fun to try
her
that.
Her hands are everything.
Yes.
I've never seen that. I was like, I'm definitely adopting that for some upcoming moment that I'll need to use it for.
Like when you're waiting tables and I'll some guy's like...
I'll have to practice this. I can see in the camera that I suck at it. I'll have to go home and practice.
All right, you practice, and then next week we'll take an Instagram pic where you've got the whole
yes!
panel back
together. Okay, I love it. Challenge,
is that still a thing? I'll just...
I'm not going to...
The Maurice mannequin challenge?
I'm not going to have, like, beautiful white blonde hair and giant bosoms, but I'll do my best with the hands.
Yeah, her outfits are stunning, too.
They are.
She looked
amazing.
And I feel like we're probably going to get into that on Total Divas, her styling them and designing them, because she fancies herself a fashion designer.
Oh.
Jay Rue is in the chat, said that, Jimbo, you are right. And Joseph is reminding us that she's a valet. You know, she isn't back to wrestle, although she is a former Divas champion. She was there to help Mike the Miz become a 5-time IC champion, and she actually did help him keep that title at the Survivor Series pay-per-view this last Sunday. So, yes,
Christy,
playing a major role.
I have an exciting thing to tell you. I tried to watch Survivor Series because I was like, I saw all this buzz on Twitter, and I was like, okay, let me turn on wrestling because I was home, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
It's on the network.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because I was like, I pulled up the WWE pay-per-view channel or something on DirecTV, and it was like blank. And I was like, no.
You don't want to buy it on the pay-per-view channel anyway, because it's like $50.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whereas the WWE network is
only $9.99.
And you get your first month free. And I'm so happy to hear that we've piqued your interest that much.
Yes. And that would be such a good Christmas gift for people, I feel like.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Fans, can you please get Megan a WWE Network subscription for Christmas?
I have DirecTV. I don't really know how it works.
we'll hook you up. Don't worry.
It's not in my name. I don't know.
I love it. Well, meanwhile, back in Florida, the Hart family is reunited only for 18 hours. Natty doesn't have much time at home. But Jim is there, and apparently he used to be a track and field American Olympic team shot putter, which when I was little, I thought they were saying shock put. Shot put. It's still a weird word. And he wants to teach Natty a little bit. Lana keeps calling her. This is setting up this idea that Lana's a bit of a pest or a gnat.
A gnat.
A gnat, as Natty refers to her a little bit later. So we'll see how that all rolls out. Meanwhile, Nikki and Brie are going to be on the cover of Latina magazine.
Congratulations! Yes. I mean, like, as a girl, do you think there's anything more exciting than being told you're going to be on the cover of a magazine? Like, I really don't think there's anything more validating.
What about your boss taking that moment from you and just telling your sister?
I would have really been pissed, actually. I wonder if she set up... Maybe Brie is like, please don't call me right now during my time when I'm home with Brian unless it's super, uber-duper important emergency stuff.
You're probably right.
And it probably was like Carano told Nikki and was like, hey, just tell her on camera for the show. I think. Or the producer, or whatever.
Mark Carano is the driving force behind Total Divas, let's be real.
Oh, he's really the evil genius of the helm.
He had some moments tonight, too.
He definitely did. And we saw him last week. He played the pivotal role as well. While Renee, Natty, and Trinity, I keep wanting to say Naomi, that is her in-ring name, they talk about this women's championship match that Natty is getting. That one kind of came out of nowhere in the storyline, but she did get this big match at Raw against the women's champion, Charlotte. But she's still concerned about Lana and explained to everybody that Lana's a bit of a gnat, and who walks in but Miss Lana herself. And Lana's got some news. Lana has gone viral, everyone. She has gone viral. She and her...
She called it a tilt, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So she and her tilt have gone viral.
The tilt. It's who coined the tilt? Is it a stripper move?
I think it's a dance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very dancer-like. Like, it's very, like, so you think you can dance, interpretive dancer. Yeah. People do that a lot. But, like, I don't know.
Trinity is a former dancer and knows a lot about dancing. So I could see, like, the two of them... connecting on that. And when she brought up, like, well, you told me to hold it, because guaranteed she was like, okay, when you do your entrance, you get up there and you pose, hold it for like another 5 seconds so that like they could either get the right camera shot or like fans can take pictures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure she's like, okay, I gotta practice that at the house show, this is my pose. Trinity probably didn't know she was going to do that as a pose. So she's like, I got to hold it for 5 seconds.
I actually loved it. She just needs a different wardrobe choice.
Yeah.
Because of that kind of a photo can be taken.
In her defense, there have been several women that had a very seductive, provocative way of getting in the ring. Melina would put one leg on the apron and then the other leg on the apron and do the splits and slide under the bottom rope.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And Stacy Keibler would put one leg between the middle ropes and then bend over. And every time, they'd always come get the camera shot of her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Never fails. And if she was ever
with... That's the photo that pops up if you Google her.
And if she was ever with a male, like she was getting in the ring and she was leading like a male to the ring, he always was behind her like staring right at her ass. Mm-hmm. So like you can't hate on Lana for this now when it's something that like they've always done to sell tickets, so to speak.
Yeah, I feel like our non-wrestling fans, our pop culture fans out there right now are going, Stacy Keibler was a wrestler?
Yeah.
We're just talking about this today.
I miss her.
Because you were saying that someone
was
like...
the Trolls movie this last weekend, which was amazing. Go see it. Support Ron Funches. And they showed a preview for The Rock's new movie that's coming out with Disney. And after it aired, the kid behind me was like, that's the guy from Fast and the Furious. And I was just like, oh, man, it's such a gap.
No, it's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
It's the great one.
Things that make you feel old.
No more, it's make you feel old now.
Layla L. did that same entrance when she was in WWE, Joseph Boza points out. And, the pick is one moment in time. One very, very interesting and now... will live on forever moment.
Well, at least she either had some really good lasering or waxing done. Flawless. Good. Way to go, Lana.
They all Instagram photos from some laser place in LA when they're here. So that also, let's touch on the fact that Trinity got mad hot when Lana did kind of try to like pass off the responsibility on her.
I thought that was weird.
I think it was just the way she worded it.
Yeah.
Because she made it seem like Trinity was like, no, go up there and stick your legs up in the air and do the splits and show off your, you know, and get a picture. And like, that's not the way it was. Like, I think Lana meant like, no, you told me to hold the pose for 5 seconds so that everyone could get a shot of it, not knowing like this was the pose I was gonna do.
I wrote down in this scene because her flipping out that much over a seemingly innocent comment. And Natty being like, she's so annoying. I wrote down, the balance between friends and competitors is so tough. Because it's like...
Oh, that sounds like one of those things they put in magenta writing in the black at the beginning of an episode, Megan.
Yeah, it does.
Or like an Instagram quote.
Yeah,
it's like they all try to support each other and be good friends, but there's such tension and drama all the time because they are just constantly competing for like, do I get to wrestle tonight? Am I going to make TV tonight? Who's going to be like, you know, back to the TV only roster? Like, it just seems like it's... Ooh, I just feel it bubbling below the surface all the time.
You know there's people that are on TV and some that aren't.
I'm so happy with her right now.
I know, right?
Like, I've learned so excellent. Much.
It's an excellent point made right there.
We love it.
Thank you.
Well, Lana wants some help from Natty, and she's going to get it at the Performance Center in a little while. But backstage at the Raw, Natty is warned by Mark Carano that she better tear the house down, or she straight up will be replaced, like he pretty much says, or we'll bring in Paige, or, you know. I mean... in any other industry, people would be like, whoa, holy crap. But this is the conversation that goes on backstage.
I think that all depends on, like, who you're working with. And, like, when you work with someone so much, you know what motivates them. If they need, like, the pat on the back, compassion, like, no, you got this, kid. Go out there and show them. Or if they need the, like, are you going to prove me wrong or what? You know, like, what fires certain people up? I don't think this fired Natty up. I think this left her, like, even more stressed and tripping about, like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Like, just deflated. Like, hey, you're about to go out there. Make sure you do a good job. Otherwise, you're not going to be on TV next week.
At least he was honest this time. Yeah. But also, Natty's never looked better, I have to say. Like, I love what she's been doing with her hair. Every time I've seen her last episode and this episode in the ring. And her costumes, I love. The studded straps across the chest, love.
Yeah, she switched up the catsuit thing a little bit here and there, but that's been kind of a recurring theme, and she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say something annoying now is that I was at that Raw, too, at Staples Center.
I think I was there, but I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure you were. I feel like you were. Because I feel like there was like, hey, let's meet up. And then it never happens at this freaking Staples Center.
It happens.
Because that place is huge.
If you do go to the Staples Center, always hit up the Yard House before the show.
That's what everyone says, like, but that's where they all hang out after, and that's too.
I've never been there after, but I hear that's where they go after as well. But I'm sure it's like a, like, leave them alone.
Yeah,
they don't
want
to be bothered.
Yeah.
Especially, like, after Raw, you know. That's why people like Cena have a tour bus, so they can just be like, bye, guys. Like, I'm out.
Take a shower and go to sleep on the bus.
Smart.
On the bus. Well, let's take a trip to Orlando with Trinity, who is back home where she grew up, and she's meeting with her Uncle Buck. She explains that she and Uncle Buck were regulars at Pulse Nightclub. She and John even went once, and he loved it. And they talk about the energy there and the idea that everyone was accepted. And I just think it's a beautiful point of view, you know, to watch someone. This is one of those things where it happens, and we talk about it a lot for a week or two, and then America seems to forget that these things have happened. So I'm glad that it hasn't been that long and that we're able to revisit it and see it through Trinity and Uncle Buck's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's great that WWE and Total Divas chose to, like, shine a light on this and show it so much. Like, not only did they go to it, but then they went back to it, and then they showed, like, her contribution to it, which I love. It was very emotional
deep,
and it really, like, sucked you in of, like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that, like, things like that might get glossed over because more terrible shit just happens. So they're like, oh, no, now this bad shit happened, and now this bad shit happened, so that, like... But it was crazy. That memorial was huge. And it just made me think, like, that kind of stuff, like, never gets taken down. If anything, it just gets added to and added to.
Yeah.
And maybe they should put, like, a nice brick memorial, like, when we get to, like, the thing she had made. Like, imagine that, like, huge there for people.
I know they're doing something or have done something there. We got to check that out. But so, moving on until we get to the memorial that she had. First, Nikki and Brie do their photo shoot for Latina Magazine, which we didn't see quite as much of as I thought we would. I just love those in the makeup chair scenes, the chit-chat that goes down.
This brings a question that I have for the two of you and anybody out there listening that wears makeup. If you wear makeup, do you trust a makeup guy?
I honestly haven't had the opportunity to get my makeup professionally done that often, but I always want to trust them. And I always think, like, the idea is to go in there and I tell them, like, oh my gosh, you're the most important person to me today. Like, whatever you can do to make them, like, take extra time or, like, you know, whatever, make them know that they're super important. But I have to say, I did have this experience recently where I did not care for it. And I was trying to take selfies, like, backstage before I went out and everything. And I'm like, gosh, I look terrible. And then there was one point where I was like, is it too late to go back to the green room? And like, what do you want to get? I'll get it for you. I was like, no, I want to be like, get my makeup bag and all my brushes and give me 5 extra minutes. So, I try, but you're never going to like it. You're never going to love it.
I actually had an experience with a man doing my makeup that was amazing. And I knew I could never do it that good. And I got so many compliments that day. And he's so talented. He flies all over the country now at this point and does a lot of cool stuff.
You should stay in touch.
Yeah. Hi, Joe. No, but he was amazing, and he was, like, flawless with false lashes, and I had never worn them before. And so that was just an exciting day for me, because I definitely have had it done by some professionals where I feel like I look like a clown, kind of like where you said you don't like it. He's probably the best person I've ever had do my makeup. I've had a few women do it professionally, but he was the best person that's ever done my makeup. Yeah,
my lifelong dream is to have Honey Bee Eileen, the Total Divas makeup artist, do my makeup.
That was another thing I was thinking was, oh, I'm surprised they're not at a caliber where they request their own personal favorite person.
She usually does travel with them,
right? So I was surprised by that, but it could be the deal of the magazine. Like, nope, this was the budget for this person, and you never know.
That could be.
Yeah.
That could be, because it seemed like the shoot happened kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And actually, Brie is talking about she is only staying one more day. She has to get home and do what she's needs to do, because she's going to be ovulating.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Trinity and Buck go to Pulse Nightclub and actually visit and see outside the memorial and the vigil that's going on there. And it really touches you. I just can picture that picture being on the front page of every website, but to see the video footage, and for someone who spent time there to go. I mean, this was just overwhelmingly emotional, but again, a good reminder of how heavy this event really was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember a buddy of mine telling me a story about, you know how at road accidents, they put the sign, like the crosses, mm-hmm. that there was like a state that just had to stop that because there were so many everywhere people would be like, we can't drive through without being depressed.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. like seeing how huge that is, I just want it to like always be there mm-hmm. to like always remind people that like not like remember this, but always feel like you could come here and grieve and like show your support and your love for mm-hmm. some such a tragedy. Mm-hmm. So crazy. Mm-hmm. And like to think like, would they say 49 people?
49, yeah.
Like, in one night, 2 hours, like in an instant, like how much your life can change. Like mm-hmm. everyone's mm-hmm. life could change. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just so intense.
What really gets me about it is actually this same night here in LA, it was Pride weekend in LA, and another AfterBuzz TV host, Grant Rutter, and I were at an Erika Jayne concert at a gay club here in LA, and the energy was so infectious and everyone had so much love, and it was just like, I've never been in a club that's not, you know, people raising their eyebrows and giving dirty looks, and there was just so much love and acceptance. And I just remember thinking when I heard about the Pulse nightclub, like, that's the environment that's supposed to be. That mm-hmm. was supposed to be that place for people who don't feel like they're accepted anywhere else. And that's what, it's supposed to be a safe place. And it mm-hmm. was for so many people. And that's what just kind of really gives me the chills about it.
Mm-hmm. I think when they had said they were there only 3 to 4 weeks before, I was like, oh my God. You know, and they say, well, it could have been us. Like, it really could have been. Mm-hmm. And that's, oh, and the camera work for when they were walking up and placing the flowers at the memorial, it's almost like you felt like you were walking through the rows of flowers and candles. And it was just very emotional. Mm-hmm. So, but it was really nice for them to include so much of the episode about her going home and, you know, seeing her family and trying to heal.
It yeah. really makes me wonder if her Feel the Glow movement character, whatever you want to call it, is like a tribute to the rainbow and like the whole gay pride flag and whatnot, mm-hmm. and like her way of like showing her support to that.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe even like wearing all the fun neon stuff in yeah. a dark club dancing. Like maybe that yeah. went on there a lot too, you know? So maybe, yeah. I like where you're going.
Yeah. and she does have a huge gay fan base. Naomi does online, and it is a lot about acceptance and feeling the glow, and that is something that I think is really important to her. So that's pretty cool. And she ends up meeting with her friend Piggy, who was at Pulse nightclub the night of the shooting. We're going to jump forward a little bit because let's wrap up this storyline. And Trinity says that she really, really was inspired to do something. And I think if you sit and listen to this woman's story of being there that night, how could you not be inspired?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was really rough hearing that she hid in the bath or
in the dressing room
for 2.5 hours listening to people get murdered. Like, I don't know how you get out of bed after that. So mm-hmm. it was brave of her to share her story, and I'm getting emotional.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know that this storyline would have worked with any of the other divas. Mm-hmm. You know, everything else that the other ladies are doing is so fantastical and they're so out there. And I just think Trinity would be kind of the only one that we could go on this journey with. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, because, like, not that it's like, oh, it's reality TV and it's all scripted, but, like, her side of this was definitely the most believable out of anyone we've seen on the Divas cast, because she's always got the biggest heart and is always like the mm-hmm. den mother for all the girls, mm-hmm. women, ladies, whatever. So I definitely see it fitting for her more than anyone else. Like, it wasn't like if we want to talk about like, oh, the shot put hit the car, like where you're like, oh, okay, well, this is probably something that they needed to fill time, so they needed a storyline. This wasn't like a storyline. This was like, hey, I want to go shine light on this and show my support to this. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if we go here and we shoot this? And, like, I have someone who was there that night that wants to tell her story. Can we interview her? Mm-hmm. So,
and that's really what she ends up doing, being there for everyone, and holds a vigil at a place called Miracle of Love with Angus. There's a small crowd there. I'm thinking with something like this, they probably didn't want it to get too big. You're not going to put on Craigslist, hey, Naomi fans, come to the vigil. So anyone who is noticing that there wasn't a ton of people there, that might be why.
Something like that, when you go like, hey, you want to come meet Naomi and she'll be signing autographs, it's not for the cause it's for. Mm-hmm. That was like, please come show your support. Oh, this person's like super involved in this and really has ties to this, and they want to show their support as well. That's why they're here. Like, it's not time for her to be the ambassador. Like, maybe when she has a fund for this, like the Pulse Fund, so like ran by her, and then she does like, hey, I'm doing a benefit show, come out and support me, then it's like a different case where right. it's not like, no, this was for people who were like affected by this, come light a candle and, you know, be around people that have the feelings that you have right now, whether they're like happy or sad or whatever they are. Right. But I was like, I kept doing like, just keep looking up, just keep looking up, and then I'm like, no, the tears are coming, like they're coming. And you two were luckily like in front of me. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I wiped him away, like Mark came out of the booth, and I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just writing notes here.
Well, it was a beautiful speech and a beautiful plaque.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes like, definitely a speech from the heart. And I loved how she was like, I'm very emotional, so I'm going to try and read as much as this before I break down, because like that happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just checking out what our chat role is saying. They're saying this was something Trinity wanted to do, and WWE and Total Divas chose to put a spotlight on it because WWE has a second home in Orlando with NXT and its Performance Center. That's a good point, Joseph. Mm-hmm. Andrea Beeler, who I believe is celebrating a birthday now. It's officially Andrea Beeler's birthday.
Happy birthday. Yay.
She said, I love Trinity so much. Heart. And... and Claire is pointing out that there was a bomb threat at the Pride here in L.A.
Yes, so that was really scary.
Yeah.
What did her uncle say? A little bit of love is a lot better than a whole lot of hate. Yeah. You know, like, come on, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked Uncle Buck. I hope we get to see more of him.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Meanwhile, let's go back to the... They weren't at the Performance Center, Lana and Natty.
They were at, like, a boxing gym, because that was a boxing ring. It had four ropes and pads, not turnbuckles.
Right. Well, and they're working... Because they're working on Lana's entrance, but shouldn't they be working on her wrestling?
This is...
Natty was telling her in the first episode last week, like, don't worry about the outfit, worry about the wrestling. So I was surprised that Natty was down with this whole, like, we've got some time, let's prance around and dance in the ring.
Play a devil's advocate to this. Your entrance is super important, and she is at the point right now where she could do the like Eva Marie thing, where it's like you just have an entrance, you come to the ring, but that's you're not wrestling tonight, mm-hmm. and you walk right back, and it'll just keep making people mad and making them want to pay to see you. I thought her dance was very graceful. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool, but it might be like a bit long for an entrance, and I don't know if it fits her character like it should. Like, I was like, oh, she's like a Russian ballerina, like a nutcracker dancer, the way she was moving and stuff. I didn't see her as like the ravishing Russian. And all the things she was explaining, like a dash of Madonna and a little Michael Jackson, shake it all up and pour it out, and there I am.
She was definitely voguing there at some point.
Yes, I loved that. I was feeling that. Strike a pose.
Well, Nikki and Brie are still in. I believe they were in New York City, and they are talking to Ted at Damon John's office about the Birdie Bee production. And a little fun tidbit about this, Brie Bello was on Lillian Garcia's brand new show right here on AfterBuzz TV, which premiered this Monday. Lillian had over 60 minutes with Brie, a very, very revealing interview. And during that interview, Brie revealed that she and Nikki have stopped working with Damon John since this scene, because Brie kind of said, you know, for Birdie Bee, I care about where the fabrics are coming from and what is it doing to the environment and animals. And she sort of implied that Damon John was not concerned with that, and their that they have since parted ways.
Business.
Right, correct. Exactly. So for all that and more tidbits from Brie Bella, make sure you check out Making Their Way to the Ring with Lillian Garcia right here on AfterBuzz TV. Meanwhile, imagine your life being so fabulous and so busy that you're like, I don't want to walk that red carpet where J-Lo might be at. I want to go home to my husband because I'm ovulating. Can you just imagine having so many cool opportunities every single day that you're like, nah, I'll skip the carpet.
As much as I did not want to hear the word ovulating one more time, because I do not relate to wanting to have a baby that bad, I do see how when something is your number one goal, you're so fanatical over it and you're so obsessed with it happening as soon as you can make it happen. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's the headspace she's in. Looking at her compared to Nikki in this scene, they just have such opposite goals right now, mm-hmm. and neither one of them wants to concede and meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And they are a package deal.
That was something I wrote in my notes that I was going to bring up to you. That's an issue where, like, even wrestling-wise, like WWE, when they're scared to get tag teams because, like, what if one guy gets hurt? And mm-hmm. then, like, that's double the travel and all that stuff. That when you're in a tag team, like, you are not the same when you're not together. Mm-hmm. Like, the Rock and Roll Express is, like, one of the most legendary tag teams ever in wrestling. And, like, Ricky and Robert are their names. And, like, they'll always tell you, like, Ricky isn't worth anything without Robert and vice versa, because people want the Rock and Roll Express. Mm-hmm. They don't want Ricky Morton or Robert Gibson. They want the Rock and Roll Express. So you want the Bella Twins. You don't want Nikki Bella and Brie Bella. Although they were doing really good of, like, separating their mm-hmm. brands and being, like, individual, and, like, it's cool that they each have their niche. Like, yeah. Nikki's more Hollywood glitz and glam, and she and Brie is more, like, farm, like,
hippie chick.
She's yeah. boho.
You know.
Yeah. I agree. I thought that they were making a big separation between their two brands these past couple years. And I thought once Brie retired, it would be so that Nikki could kind of do her own, like, continue on the career path and do her own thing.
Like, just be Nikki Bella.
Like, mm-hmm. like kind of Kim Kardashian, your sister. Kind of like, oh, yeah, like, all my fame still rubs off, rolls down the hill to you. But, like, I'm doing my own things. I'm going to be in movies. I'm going to be, you know, the female John Cena. I'm going to get my perfume deal. Like, remember when Kim got her perfume deal and, like, the other two were so pissed? It was, it's like, Nikki, if she doesn't want to do it, cool. Like, you're really famous and you're still wrestling. Like, get it, girl.
I don't know. I asked
our
chat
role said Brie is granola. That was your word yeah. for her last season always. Remember, I used to say that she's crunchy granola.
She's crunchy granola, girl. She is. Well, Brian's so crunchy granola.
He's not even like the natural bar. He's like legit, like raw granola.
Like a hard granola.
Yeah.
Like, I asked you while we were watching this, like, do you really think they fight like this all the time? And both 100%. Of you, without question, yes.
Yes. Wait, do you have a sister?
No.
I have a sister. We fight so much. And you do say nasty things like, bitch, all the time.
Nice
all
purse,
the time.
Yes. What?
It's the one person in the world you can speak to like that, so you do. Oh. That's my relationship with my sister anyway.
Would it be crazier if you were twins? Because twins
yes!
have that.
Yes, I mean, here, and my sister and connection. I are super close in age. We're only 17 months apart, so there was kind of like a being raised like twins thing, and I always wanted to, like, have my status as the older sister mm-hmm. recognized. And I would get so, because my parents would always say, like, you know, you can't have a phone in your room until you're whatever, 12. You can't do this until you're this age. You can't stay up till 10 o'clock until however. And my little sister would always get to do it right along with me. And I would be so furious. You know, and then there's the whole thing of when your little sister wants to come, like, play with your stuff or do what you're doing or play with you and your friends. And you're like, get out of my room. Like, it's got to be so amped up when you're the same exact age mm-hmm. and you look exactly alike. Like,
and you're in the same career.
Yes.
At the same job every day.
It's a blessing and a curse for those girls, tell ya.
I dated a twin in high school, and I think that's just the relationship between twins. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's someone that's always, literally always been there, like always been there, mm-hmm. even before you could acknowledge your own existence, that you're not concerned that they won't ever be there, I think is what it is. So that's why there's just no regard for, like, the way you speak to them or really the way you treat them.
I agree.
And they always get back together by the end of the day. It got pretty mm-hmm. contentious there at the end of Total Bellas.
Yeah.
But they ended up okay on this one. Let's go back to Florida, where the Hart family meets Lana. And Lana, well, she's got some good legs on her, according to
got
Jim.
Got a good set of legs.
And he sees those legs as potential shot putter.
Never seen anyone do that before.
Yeah.
Like, you never seen anyone throw a shot put into anything, like, and break anything? I find that hard to believe. In all your years of throwing shot puts.
Right.
And can we talk about his, like, old school, like, swimming suit?
It
was an old school singlet, but it looked like one of those, like, 1920s swimsuits that men would wear. It was, like, a full-body swimsuit.
Yeah, I've actually seen I'm not supposed to use the word old. Veteran wrestlers, no, seasoned. They get mad any word you use, but wrestlers backstage going to the shower in those. And I was like, can I make fun of this, please? And he got really offended.
Oh.
Apparently it's like a legit, I almost said it again, seasoned wrestler thing. But let's explore this. I don't know how our fans feel about us breaking the fourth wall all the time and talking about like Frankenbites and stuff. Sorry. But this move from Lana seemed like a Paris Hilton simple lifestyle. I'm making good reality TV, and Lanny's SUV, Natty's SUV windshield is the victim, and I don't care. Like even if it's a split second, like oh, I might hit the car. Oh, that would be good TV, as it's like literally going out of your hand. Mm. What do you guys think?
I don't know if it was planned ahead of time before she did the first few good ones that landed where they were supposed to land. I definitely didn't buy it as something that happened for real. It just seemed too extreme for me.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. The hole that was left in the windshield was beautiful, like perfectly done. So way to go, Lana.
It must have been a good throw.
Yes.
I didn't believe it because when they were practicing shot put with Natty, that wasn't where they were practicing shot put.
Oh,
they were practicing shot put in like what looked like their backyard. There was like a nice long area. Like, why wouldn't you just be like, oh, let me go show you in the backyard? Why would you go out to the driveway where there's like the one circle roundabout of grass that Natty's car just happens to be parked right there? You know,
that's
I was
really
just like,
point.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like, how can we get my dad on TV? You're going to go teach Lana how to throw a shot put, Dad. How do we get this scene to actually make air? Throw it through my window.
Well, what,
done.
What threw me off was how she got so upset so quickly and started crying. Mm-hmm. So I think she didn't expect Natty to get so mad.
Mm-hmm.
And she got really nervous.
Because Natty did seem legit mad.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if it was a work, like, Natty wasn't in on it.
Not telling everybody.
Yes. So, like, they kept it a secret.
Production's like, hey, you're going to go break the windshield. And then, like, they come in, Natty, did you just see what happened? She just broke your windshield.
Shady,
right?
She was
like, I hate the color pink, and just threw this shop.
Well, she wanted everyone to leave. She wanted Mommy and Daddy to leave, too.
Yeah.
So she was
everybody needed
you
to go
You know
home.
What made me laugh? Like, what? Her mom, I love her mom, and it made me think of, like, in the earlier season, like, when the windshield broke, when they were, like, cat sitting and they lost the cat and she's like, can't we just go to the pound and get another cat? Like, make it look like it. Or the lion statue when like the mom made like she's like, here, pack this up, and the dad's like, what's wrong? She's like, I freaking hate this statue. And he's like, okay. And he just threw it on the floor.
It in the driveway.
Oh, that was a good one. Well, our chat roll doesn't really seem to care if this was on purpose or not. They say it was good TV.
Yeah.
It was.
You're right about that.
Concur.
Let's see where we're at. Nikki and Brie are still arguing. And Nikki kind of explains this. You know, we keep hearing about what happened in Tampa. So apparently Brian said he doesn't want to have kids now, and he's questioning that maybe he never could be a dad. Nikki tells Brie, hey, let's make sure that Brian's okay before you worry about bringing children into this world. And I thought she had a good point. There seems to be a trend with Brie and Brian that they're like, okay, we'll share this. And then, but they don't want to share all the details. And it's just difficult to decipher what's really going on. I think, and how severe it is. So we kind of just have to take what they give us.
Mm-hmm.
And that frustrates me a tad.
I felt like we were watching a conversation we've seen 8 times.
That too.
I don't know if it's because we just came off the heels of Total Bellas, but this conversation of like, I just want to make sure you're happy. And like, does Brian even want that? And it feels so recycled to me. This might only have happened twice, but it just feels recycled to me and rehearsed.
Because they were likely shooting for both at the same time, or, you know, all the footage just went to either Total Bellas or Total Divas.
Now, when she says Brian said this, did she mean he said this on Total Divas or Total Bellas?
No.
In previous seasons?
I thought it meant
I was like, if,
while they were at John's.
Okay, because I was like, if he had said this, they would replay it.
Oh, that's
in the
what
episode.
They mean what happened in Tampa, when he just had to leave Total Bellas and stuff.
Oh, that makes
sense.
Duh,
I wish they would have directly referenced that, because we obsessively watched every episode and we still didn't understand that.
Why wouldn't they just, like, put that, like, overlay that, just like, hey.
Show a flashback.
Like, yeah, show a flashback of him being like, hey, I'm not right, I gotta go home. And she's like, wait, are you gonna be here for the wedding? No. Are you gonna be here for WrestleMania? No.
Mm-hmm.
And then just cut back to this, like in real life or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In current time.
Well,
that was
kind of
confusing to me, because I was like, if he said that, they would definitely play it so that we could all be,
It possibly was said off camera, but I have no doubt they said it while they were shooting Total Bellas at John's.
Mm-hmm.
So,
The world will never know.
The world will never know. But we always talk it out here on the Total Divas After Show.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm so proud of us last week for figuring out the whole Kelly, Eve Torres, you know.
We don't know if we're right about that.
We don't know for sure,
but we're pretty sure it's one of the two. We have a great theory about it, though.
We have great theories. That's what we've got here.
Cracking the cakes.
Are we going to... I know we're running low on time, and we got Bella's and tons of stuff.
Oh, no, we just got a couple more things.
I really want to talk about stealing this move.
Yeah, that was just about to get there. Go for it.
Hit us.
Well, Dana Brooke, if you guys don't know Dana Brooke, she's a bit of a villain on the TV as well, but I would not expect her to be such a villain in real life. If this all went down the way that Lana said it did, this is serious in sports entertainment, what she did. I mean, serious. Like, I'm trying to think of what to compare it to. Like, it's the beauty pageant equivalent of, like, finding
slashing
out
a dress.
What dress, yeah, your opponent is wearing and then getting the same one knowing you go out first or something. I mean, this is
or singing their song better in the talent.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
This is Shady McGill.
Okay.
What?
I really like Dana Brooke.
I do, too.
I think she's amazing for someone who's so new to wrestling. She's picking it up, and she has... the character part down. She makes you hate her. She looks great. She has great gear. She moves well. She just needs to learn, like, more of the wrestling side, and she's going to be money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Her believability factor is, like, 100%.
Definitely. She's badass chick. I have never seen Lana do this. However, if it was, like, something in training, like when she was explaining it to Natty, I could totally picture, like, oh, we were having a training session, and I was just practicing stuff, and they were like, we'll try that off the ropes. That really looks good. Make that your thing. However, Dana Brooke does a no-hand cartwheel every time in her entrance.
She does?
So it makes...
Down the ramp?
She's a former gymnast, like a lot of them.
Like, every time in her entrance, she does a no-hand cartwheel, and then she poses and does her little, like, what would be, like, her intro at, like, a gym competition.
Yeah.
So it made so much more sense to see it come from her than to see it come from Lana. If Lana did something like that, it would throw everyone off of, like, whoa... Like, you're the pantsuit wearing, like, or business, like, you know, you're the one that's on the microphone. You're not the one doing crazy gymnastic flips kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't feeling her argument about, like, no, that's my move. But only because I picture Dana doing it more and, like, it makes more sense for Dana to do it.
Absolutely.
But I get her being upset of, like, no, I've been practicing that. And they told me that was good, I should use it, and then someone took it. Because that'll happen in wrestling. Shane Helms, who we had on the X-Pac 12360 podcast today.
Also on AfterBuzz TV.
He was a great innovator, so he would come up with new moves, and even like DDP, he would always come up with variations of ways to do his finishing move, and then people are just like, cool, I'm going to take that. And if you did it on TV first, or you gave it the name... it was yours. People didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've heard Buff Bagwell say, like, oh, I was doing the People's Eyebrow way before The Rock ever did it. And someone's like, yeah, but he gave it a name. And it's like, yeah. So, like, you could have been raising your eyebrow all the time and no one knew what to call it. But when he was like, I raised the People's Eyebrow, everyone's like, oh, the People's Eyebrow. So now whenever someone raises one eyebrow, it's like, oh, that's The Rock's
thing. The Rock thing, yeah.
Yeah. So it made so much more sense for Dana, but I can understand Lana getting mad. And she did the right thing of going to the locker room veteran leader to be like, hey, I'm pissed about this. Mm-hmm. What should I do before I go call Dana out and be like, because neither of them have the seniority to be like, you shouldn't be doing that move. That's my move. Kind of how like Hurricane, I don't know if he mentioned it on the podcast today, but like the choke slam. When he would do the choke slam as the Hurricane, it was like a tease. He never really hit it. But Undertaker does the choke slam, and Kane does the choke slam, and so does the Big Show. So for him to do that, he was, hey, sir, is it okay if I do this? Okay, cool. Hey, is it okay if I do this? Okay, cool. You know, even though Vince was like, I want you to do this move, he being a wrestling, you know, veteran knew I need to go to the higher ups who already do this and ask their permission if it's okay.
Well, yeah, and you could tell by the look on Natty's face when Lana was explaining it that Natty was like, oh. This time you're really complaining about something legit, you know? And I think Natty said, like, she found it hard to believe that Dana would do that, or she was surprised that Dana Brooke would do that.
Yeah, because...
this makes me want Dana Brooke on Total Divas!
It's a situation where, like, Dana doesn't know better, and it'd be like, if Dana went out and did the figure four because she's with Charlotte, it makes sense because she's with Charlotte. However, Charlotte might be like, no, that's my move because that's my dad's move. You're not allowed to do that. That's my thing. Which happens in wrestling. You got to keep things protected because the whole mentality of like something that's done in the first match isn't worth the same pop or cheer in the last match. But it's weird. I'm on the fence about things
I
when
hear
it comes
that constantly backstage at indie shows. See, guys, watch the other matches. Don't do the same moves.
That I get to a certain point, but when every match does a headlock, you can't argue that.
Right.
Or like when everyone punches, like just because like my punches look like they'll kill you, and if you sell them correctly, people are like, oh shit, dude, that dude only had to throw two punches.
Right.
Because they looked real, and like people know if I punch you in the face twice, you're gonna fall down. You know, like as opposed to like a match in, you know, he throws 30 punches and a ton of kicks and no one falls.
Right.
I don't know. Tangents around wrestling. I'm sorry, Megan. Megan's
lose,
just staring at us like,
no, I'm taking it all in.
All right, Megan's well, let's get in the car with Brie and Brian. Now, let's step out of the ring and get in the car. And they're having this sort of final wrap-up conversation, which seemed to get wrapped up pretty quickly. And, I mean, from them going to, he was like, yeah, I still have concerns. And she's, I mean, understandably upset because it's like, I retired for us to have kids. So why'd you have me retire then? I mean, that's a legitimate argument, and that would have made me pretty upset.
This is something that
they tied this up pretty quickly
to my attention
bow.
Yesterday.
Right? Right? Did you guys think it all ended a little bit too easy?
Yeah, I think
maybe
they
that's
cut
the problem.
Out, they cut out so much of the conversation, I thought. It just went from A to Z real quick, like in less than a minute. And they threw a commercial break in the middle to try to break it up, but I wasn't... We're missing the middle of the argument where you actually do work it out.
Right.
If he had the apple, we would have really known.
Because
the continuity
yes!
would have been all off. But I totally think, like Megan said, like it was like start of the fight, end of the fight, cool, wrap this episode, done.
And we're done.
Like, yeah, I'm not sure if I want to have kids, but I retired so we could have kids. Well, it makes me nervous, but I'm
excited.
I'm excited
Let's
for
do
it. Like, yeah. Sure, why not?
And do what they did.
I love how he's like,
can't wait for that announcement.
I hope I don't have a daughter that's as bad as you. And he's like, I wasn't bad. Well, you weren't good.
Oh, we've all seen Brie mode, let's be real. Well, guys, you have anything to add about this episode?
One thing, when Natty was talking to Lana about gear, and Lana's like, oh, what about this and what about that? And do you wear knee pads? And Natty's like, nope, I don't. And
never.
She's like, really? Never. That is some hardcore shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is no joke. Like tough as
that's
nails.
That's some hard
kind
dungeon
of
Calgary.
That's some hard dungeon, and
hardcore.
That's like old school. Like when people in hockey, when they started to make people wear helmets, but not everyone was required to wear a helmet, and like people would go out there and play hockey without a helmet, and you're like, this guy's freaking crazy. You know, like like not only are you a wrestler, but you're like a female wrestler that doesn't wear knee pads. That means you're just coming out there to kick some ass and beat people up. Which is like, oh, damn, I don't want to mess with her. So, like...
Lana's too pretty for all that, anyway.
I just realized we have no sightings of TJ.
Oh, no.
He was such a big part of Divas whenever she'd be home.
And he's definitely just home hanging out, because he's still dealing with
his
healing.
Yeah.
He must have been like, I'm done. You guys all throw me into these terrible storylines where we're about to get divorced. And he's probably
that
like...
dominatrix.
He's like, and then I looked weak because I got injured. It's like, I'm out.
Could very well be.
That's
pulled
my take on it.
You pulled a... I'll say that. You'll probably have that news and gossip.
Yes, let's actually... Thank you for the segue, Jimbo. Let's do some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh, I love that. Well, WWE has unveiled the Bella Twins YouTube channel. This is very exciting. This all went down on Monday, which was Nikki and Brie's 33rd birthday. And WWE announced they're going to have their own channel. It's going to have daily fashion, travel, fitness, relationship, and health content created by Nikki and Brie themselves. This includes Bella Vlogs, a series that's on the road with Nikki, Bella Baby Watch, of course. There'll be lots of fan interaction, weekly Q&As. They already have a few videos up where you can help Brie and Brian pick a baby name and watch Nikki get her tooth fixed from it getting chipped on SmackDown last week. Yeah, she's like literally in the dentist chair with the camera in her face. So that has some juicy stuff, and you got to make sure you check that out. And now I am so disappointed, you guys, to give you this next tidbit. Because despite E's heavy promotion of their relationship and telling us that we would see Paige and Alberto Del Rio on this season of Total Divas, Del Rio now says in an interview that you will not see him for more than a few seconds. that he is not allowed to use his image or his voice because he doesn't work at WWE anymore. And so you're going to see Paige, but not him. And that is wildly disappointing because their relationship is crazy and we wanted to know more about it. And how does this happen? So this happens because they probably, the WWE contract that everyone's under covers E. Like, they can shoot around backstage, whoever walks in and out, they don't have to sign a release. He just owns that. You give up that right when you sign your WWE contract. So they thought they were good. But then he left the company. Apparently they never had him sign a release for the show. I don't know why. Maybe he refused. You can bet I'm going to get to the bottom of it. But either way, this is bad news.
For us, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, man. It was like the meat of this season for sure. It was what everyone was waiting to see.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and now what's going to happen?
I mean, the proposal, everything.
The tattoo?
The tattoo! Yeah.
It makes me wonder if they'll, like, just remove him and, like, dub over his voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, all terrible.
I would love that. Because I need to know what goes on, obviously. I can't take Paige's word for it.
Well, we shall see. One more little tidbit. We can take Eva Marie's word on this one. I told you guys last week that she has been shooting two movies. She already wrapped up the one with Nicolas Cage called Inconceivable. I believe what we now know a little bit more about her second movie role. It's called Action Number One. And Eva plays a bounty hunter. She carries a gun. She is a very badass chick in this movie.
I
mean, when you see the photos, and in Inconceivable, she plays this like hippie chick, plain Jane type. So that's a complete opposite from this other movie role. And she looks bad. She looks like a female The Rock in the photo stills from the shoot. So
she looks like Kim Possible.
Yes, like a real movie star.
I was like, what's the cartoon adventure chick? Kim Possible. That's
yes,
what it was.
Yeah.
She has like that outfit, like the black shirt and like the green long pants. That's the picture you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
I'm picturing her like Tomb Raider-esque.
Yes,
exactly.
Does she have red hair in this movie?
Black.
It's dark. Mm-hmm. I love her with the dark hair. I wish the red hair wasn't her thing because I think she's so much prettier with her dark hair.
Yeah, I do too. And it'll be interesting to see when she returns to SmackDown, which she's been teasing that she is going to be doing. And actually, there's a storyline that I believe she's going to be involved in where Nikki Bella was attacked backstage at Survivor Series. And everyone's blaming Natty, but I think Eva Marie's going to be the culprit. So we'll see if she returns to SmackDown in a few weeks with dark hair, with black hair, or red hair. We'll keep you posted. And now it is time for Total Throwback here on AfterBuzz TV. We got a little contest going. We do this trivia segment each week, and our panelists are competing to be the winner at the end of the season. Our first question for the premiere last week was apparently too easy, as everyone's got 1-1-1-1. It was a tie last week. So let's see if Megan or Jimbo can pull ahead on this one. So we saw Natty's car windshield get demolished. Let's go back to when Natty purposely crashed her SUV to avoid a drug test. Do we remember this?
Yes.
Yes. Paige saw her eating a brownie and told her that it was a pot brownie. Natty freaked out, even though it wasn't a pot brownie. It was just a regular old brownie. Natty's like, I feel weird. She goes home. It's a whole big thing. The next day, of course, WWE calls. It's drug test time. Natty says, we have to have an excuse that we didn't get to the arena. And she literally drives her rented car into a dumpster. Guys, who was she with? When it all went down.
Shoot, 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 shoot. Okay, wait. Who is...
Jimbo has an answer, yes?
I know it, but I feel bad, so
Give her a second to talk it out.
She was on last season, and it's so late, and I'm so tired. I'm blanking on her name.
Oh, so you can think you know who it is, but not the name.
Yes. Damn it.
Can you tell me something about this person that'll let me know that you know who it is?
Oh, no, wait. She wasn't on last season. She's now no longer with the company?
You got it, girl.
What is her damn name? Why
you know it.
I'm so tired
it.
Right now. I can't girl, remember.
Girl, bye. Girl, bye.
I know. What is her name? I'm so
Jimbo,
tired.
Tell Megan.
Arion.
Arion.
Yes. Dang it. Okay.
Who yes, you met here at AfterBuzz TV, actually,
did.
Right around the time she was released.
Oh.
But she didn't want to talk.
I didn't know. Yeah,
you
she was
correctly.
In and out real quick.
Yeah, that was right around the time that she got cut from the company.
Oh.
I got a picture with her.
You did. I did too. Good for
like
you guys.
I took like the super gnarly like buff pose.
I
she
wanted
was like,
to.
Oh, okay, let's do one of those. All right, cool.
I wanted to ask her for a picture because I was doing.
We were doing Divas, yeah.
And she was talking so closely with the person she brought with her, and I didn't want to break in. And then all of a sudden, she peaced out, and I was like, okay, never mind.
Yeah. Well, so Jimbo pulls ahead on this total throwback.
Dang it.
I almost want to give you a half a point for
What's
that
her
one,
real
Meg?
Name?
Cameron was her in-ring name. Was
and
a
Ariane's,
name.
Her
Ariane's
name.
A real name.
God,
yeah.
I'm so tired. I couldn't remember either one. So embarrassing. Sorry, fans.
I just remember her being like, what are you going to do tomorrow? Like, you can't just crash your car every day. Like, what excuse what excuse are you going to have tomorrow?
That was such a good reality show moment. Planned or not, to crash a car is probably the most severe thing. I mean, other than, I don't know.
I hope they got the extra insurance on that thing.
Other than, like, rob a bank. I mean, this is pretty crazy stuff.
Our chat roll had this one, too. Andreas Zarita, Andrea Beeler, and Claire Bowie all came up with it right away. So you guys all get a point, too.
Sorry, guys. I messed up. I'm tired.
It's a wallow. Do you have another little brain cell for some predictions? Then
okay,
we'll, then we'll let
brain
you go
cell.
Home and eat turkey.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I think Lana's going to continue to drive Natty nuts, but that they're going to become BFFs, like BFFs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do see whatever's going down with Paige and Del Rio, only being able to see her side is going to make her seem, I think, even more crazy and obsessive. Like when she's sitting there going, my married boyfriend who I'm getting tattooed on the side. I mean, without him there being like, hey, baby, we're so in love. I think she's going to look insane.
Ooh.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
My prediction is I'm going to actually really start liking Maurice. I think she's like a wild card. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that I don't think her storylines are too phony to make me, like, check out mentally. But I actually really like how she's, like, seemingly such a badass
mm-hmm.
on the show.
Yeah.
I just know that the trailer for next week looked insane. So I'm excited for next week.
And we do get to see The Miz. That was one thing that at the beginning, when she did finally admit she was coming back and going to be on Total Divas, that like you weren't going to see a lot of them together. So maybe it won't be a ton, but we're definitely going to get what looked like a legit thing next week.
Yeah. What do you mean you bought this house? That's our life savings.
And they have a beautiful real house. And if she's thinking she's going to flip it where she got the time, like I can't imagine why Maurice would think she needs to buy a busted house.
Let me tell you what. If you got the money and you pay a contractor and you don't got to go to the house, it's a pretty good deal.
Oh, hey.
I don't know.
Jimbo doesn't even want to think about it.
I think that's what's going down next week, that she's going to buy this house as a flip.
I want to know if we're going to see Pumpkin Spice and Latte, which are their pets.
Oh, because they're so cute.
Are they dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all over her Instagram. Our chat roll, Jay Ruiz, is pointing out that Paige looks insane anyway without the show.
I think she's... definitely on a downward spiral.
She definitely is, and I know that she has cut a lot of ties with people like Rosa. And remember, she was tight with Rosa's baby daddy.
Why?
And then that's all soured. So we're gonna see. I predict some bad behavior from Paige. She's on some immaturity.
She's on like a Justin Bieber kick right now.
Oh, Joseph Boza said Maurice paid $390,000 for that house. We're gonna see her buy next week.
Well, can't be that big of a junker.
I hope it was in a good neighborhood.
I guess. Ooh. And San Andrea pointed out, you know, we didn't see Rusev a lot. I wonder if we will. Well, stay tuned,
really
everybody.
So. He is hilarious.
Stay tuned. We have so much fun hanging out with you guys and hearing what you all have to think in the chat role, too. Please keep the conversation going. And, guys, where can they do that with you?
Find me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Check out the Xbox 12360 podcast. And, yeah, buy my documentary, The Young Bucks Too Sweet Journey, at highspots.com. Have a happy Thanksgiving and... be thankful.
Yay. Yeah. Yay. Also, I will say happy Thanksgiving to everybody, too. And you guys can chat with me on Twitter and Instagram. Those are both at Megan Steger. Oh, and Snapchat. It's MEGANSTECHER.
We are truly thankful for all of you and for everybody here at AfterBuzz TV that makes this show happen. Thank you, big thank you, to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, who help us do this every single week. And we are so thankful for you guys out there. If you want to keep talking to me, you can do it at Christie Reports. That's with a C. And please also make sure you check out Making Their Way to the Ring with Lillian Garcia. You'll see my new segment there, some great Bella stuff, and our juicy exclusive interview with Miss Brie Bella. What went down when she and Nikki were in the womb? Oh, it's a good story. It's a good story, one you want to hear. And we will, of course, be back next week to break down another episode of Total Divas. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. Really, really please have a great one. We'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.